Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third, the third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dennis Ribbent. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dennis Ribbent. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting second, the right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting seventh, the catcher, Tom Holler. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Mays moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Holler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Fuente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ribbent moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Jones steals second. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heizu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 1 in the game. Marichal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. Lanier moves to third. It's 2-0, Giants. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ribbent strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stevenson pinch hits for Hawk Taylor. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Elliott pinch hits for Dennis Ribbent. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. John Stevenson now catching. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marichal strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutherland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Haller and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Luplow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Miller now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davenport for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Haller drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Miller out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for Tom Haller. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lewis. Peterson reaches second base with a double. Lewis throws the ball into Boyer, who tags Peterson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jim Rehart pinch hits for Juan Marichal. Jim Rehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 4, Giants, 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Johnson now playing left field. Bob Barton now catching. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Jim Davenport now playing second base. Frank Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hiller bunts towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Luplow is walked intentionally. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 4 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Stevenson for a passed ball. Mays moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.